Preliminary results from spring standardized testing of Alaska school children are in with mixed results. The State Department of Education released the statewide figures Tuesday, reporting gains in the number of students passing the reading, math, and science tests, but declines in writing. In an age of text messages and Twitter, the long-form story may be in danger of extinction. But at the Pacific Northern Academy in Anchorage, Sarah Mariner's fourth grade class loves writing, so much so they recently published a book of their own fiction stories. Mariner says the idea started as a simple project where she encouraged her students to write what they know.
But they wanted to get more fantastical. Those books that we read, the things that they like to talk about are very fantasy-oriented. And I realized that, okay, well, this is a genre I don't usually write about or have kids write about because it's pretty complex. It takes a lot of planning, and usually kids don't have that. I said, well, we're just going to go for it.
Mariner students write every day. She sometimes gives them a prompt to get them started. That was the case the day I visited. The setup was a wooded area where kids play was slated for a new road.
What you need to do is choose a side to support and write a letter to the newspaper stating what you think should happen and why. Okay? So you can take one side or the other.
They can also choose to write about something totally different. The key is to write every day for at least 10 minutes. Mariner says the fiction story project taught them a lot.
We learned about paragraphing with fiction, which is very different than nonfiction. We learned about good word choice and precise nouns and adjectives and that kind of thing. We learned about dialogue and how not to use too much, but it's always good in some places.
The students drew their own illustrations. Someone suggested they should record the stories, so they worked with a local recording studio, and each student told their tale into a microphone. Liam Alexoff is 10 and says he really likes to write. Fiction is his favorite.
All right, tell me about it.
It's about a skeleton that, three skeletons actually, that are they're supposed to go out and try to scare these different animals. And their names are Scully, Bone, and Rib. And Bone and Rib are really successful in doing that, but Scully, he can never scare a pig, and so he gets really, really frustrated.
Why, you might ask, is a skeleton supposed to scare a pig?
It's just an idea that, like I said, fiction, you can write whatever you want to write about.
The story is called Haunted, Just Kidding.
As he continued onwards, Pig's looming house soon appeared. At least I have a plan, Scully thought. It was about 9 o'clock, Pig's bedtime. He crept through Pig's downstairs window that led to his bedroom. He saw Pig in bed reading, just as I hoped, Scully thought. Slowly, he tiptoed towards Pig's bed.
Arrgh!
Scully growled in Pig's face.
Alexandria, or Alex Thomas, is 9. She says she loves to read. She pages through their class book and gives me the setup to her story, entitled Running.
These two sisters who have to find their family because they were lost. It's somewhere here.
Chapter 1.
Roar!
A sound came from behind me. I was running from something, but I did not know what it was. No, I yelled. I woke up panting and was bathed in sweat.
10-year-old Silas Rainier admits he doesn't really like writing all that much. One of his buddies told me he has a weird way of seeking inspiration by laying backward and letting the blood rush to his head. But Silas says that may not have been for inspiration.
That was just a way of wasting time, probably.
His story is a classic boy adventure.
It's about a boy who goes on this trip and has to fight these hairy gorilla things and then and goes on this adventure.
Hairy gorilla things.
Mm-hmm. My writer's journal somewhere in here.
The book and accompanying CD were made available for all the families of the young authors. Teacher Sarah Mariner says although writing in her class is not unusual, taking a project this far was, and the results surprised her.
Everyone came out of here believing in themselves as a writer. And for me, that was my teachable moment to myself. you know, really going to this level.
But as with all writers, there are times when things just don't work out, as Liam Alexoff admits.
Sometimes I come up with really good ideas. I start writing, and then I just forget about it and never finish it at all.
Lots of writers do that.
Yeah.